Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Right now at halftime, It is Mountain Home leading Cabot by a score of 31-20. And Josh Fulcher just taking a sweet time to get out of here.
He's putting on a tournament, Matt. He's putting on a tournament. Here he comes.
So let's see. Here he comes. Hi, nice to join you.
Matt Sharp. I was trying to give Brad an opportunity to talk and see all the good, you know, pearls of wisdom that he would share, but as usual, he's just passing it off to me. Now I'm down there putting on my Atlas Asphalt pullover.
Ah, very
getting
nice.
Ready for the game tonight.
Yeah, this is the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament. For those of you that aren't familiar, we are very happy to have them sponsor the tournament this year. I know everybody in the athletic department's really...
They've been great. Yeah. They've given out some awesome swag bags to the head coaches of the opposing team. A lot of cool stuff. We're grateful they're our sponsor and look forward to the... many years of partnership with them.
So I know you had a little shootout earlier today, and probably just walk through for some things as
well. Yes. We played last night, so right. Trying to get a little loose, get some shots up, go through some of their things that we need to cover, and we was also able to go watch some film. So from our first game, but yeah, I mean it's. One thing is that we've played them already, so we have an idea of their style, their personnel, but we also, when we played them earlier, they did a lot of things that gave us trouble.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot that we can improve on. I felt when we went over there, they really just were, they're way more physical than us. They killed us on the boards. Offensively, I thought we did some nice things, but we just couldn't get any stops, couldn't get any timely stops. And I think we did some things that's kind of uncharacteristic of us, too, and they kind of got us into our mental psyche a little bit, got us outside of really who we are, and we've got to do better, tonight.
Well, it's a game you got to give Tech a lot of credit to as well. I mean, that's how many threes they had in that game, and that was and just – it kind of shot lights out.
Well, yeah, that's what Green County Tech does.
Yeah.
That's what they've done for a long time. They shoot and make a lot of threes. They put a lot of shooters around the perimeter. And what they play through the post a lot. And, they kind of get you – you kind of got to decide, hey, are we going to how are we going to defend the post-up game? Are we going to one-on-one that? Or where are we sending help? And they're trying to read off of that and take advantage of that. So, yeah, it'll be a good little chess match game. We've got, there's a lot of ways that we have defended it, and there's a lot of ways that we can defend it. And we're going to try, some things that's worked for us in the past. And hopefully, anything, we just got to do a better job of just not getting pushed and bullied around. And, that's the thing is when they were missing shots, they were getting a ton of second and third and fourth opportunities. And when they were doing that, you can't beat anybody if you can't rebound.
You bet. But Josh, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight.
Here we go. Night two, my man. Hey, we got a good game here. Lady Bombers and still plenty of time. Come out here, support them in the second half, and boys will be tipping off right after that. Again, my friend, appreciate all you do and KTLO does for our kids. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thanks, Josh. That was Mount Home Boys Coach Josh Fultz. We want to take a break, come back, and look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. It is Mount Home leading Cabinet in this girls matchup at the break, 31-20, as we continue along on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
And back on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Right now it is Mount Holmes Girls leading Cabot at the break 31-20. What are some of the numbers you got there, Brad?
Yeah, so scoring-wise, Cabot had 7 players that scored. Mathis had 2, Bean had 2, Graves had 3, Cook had 2, Bowles had 2, Alkire 6, and Serenity Eric had a 3, the bank in 3 from the corner. For Mountain Home, all your scoring came from your starting 5. Livy Fosnes with 10, 6 from Lakin Moore. She hit a pair of 3s, 8 from Brooklyn Mitchell, 3 from Jaylee Yonkers, and 4 for Anna McCarn.
And so far, this game has had 4 ties and changes. Rebounds even right now, 14 each, but most of Mount Home's work on the boards came in the second quarter. And turnovers, this is the key number. Mount Home with 3, Cabot with 10.
Yeah, Mount Home's giving them something to look at with that 1-3-1. We'll see what adjustments they made. I expect Mount Home to come out in the man, you know, make it a while before and then kind of spring that 1-3-1 on them and try to get some more turnovers.
And that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Again, at Central Heating and Cooling, comfort exceeds expectations. We're going to take a one more break, get the second half started in just a moment. It is Mountain Home leading Cabot 31-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow? Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
All right, we are back here at...